It's time to talk some motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. The last few weeks we've been talking electric vehicles, but today it's all meat and potatoes when we look at one of the big trucks that you find on the road. David Brown, I'm excited. How are you, mate?
Looking forward to that. Meat and potatoes, what a perfect way to describe it. Ram trucks. Now, they offer Australian customers the opportunity to have that big American pickup. We're not talking about, you know, a Hilux here. We're talking bigger than that. And they've just launched an all-new version of their biggest truck, the 3500. And here we're talking size is everything, I think.
I can tell you this much, David. I don't think I can go a day where I don't see a Ram here around the Hunter Valley. Once upon a time, they were as rare as hen's teeth, but now you can see one on a daily basis. There's a lot of people who find them to be a very popular truck, and with good reason. If you want to be able to drag something, perhaps your house, then this is the vehicle for you.
They say it can tow up to 8 tons on the proviso that you're fitted with appropriate tow hitch and air brakes to suit the vehicle and the trailer, of course, but they do that because it comes with a 6.7 litre inline six-cylinder Cummins turbo diesel. You remember we talked about the Land Cruiser a few weeks ago, that they're no longer the big, what I said was lumpy V8.
Yeah.
They are, in fact, you know, they're taking on a better technology. Inline six-cylinder. Big one, as I say, 6.7 litres. But it has the almighty torque figure. Now, let's go back. A small sedan might have 250 newton metres of torque.
Yep.
A really powerful SUV, big SUV, they're pushing now 600 newton metres of torque.
Yep.
This Ram truck has 1,152 newton metres of torque.
Goodness.
That's a lot of pulling power.
That is a lot of pulling power. It's interesting that you mention it's got a Cummins turbo diesel in it, because I thought the Americans were leaning towards everything being petrol vehicles.
Yeah, the ones that we've had out here, the smaller ones, yeah, which is the 1500s, which I used as a wedding car for my son. It was a petrol V8. My son got married in the country, and so I had to drive there with four people in the car, plus I had to carry the wine and the keg. So what I really needed was a big, nice Ram car.
Yeah, you did.
Now, I rang up Ram and said, look, you know, do you think I could have one of these? And they came back a bit later and saying, yes, we've got you one, and it's white, which I thought was rather nice.
Oh, that's perfect.
That wasn't quite as long, but it was still very long. I mean, both were over 6 metres in length, and the tub is 1.93 metres in length, 6'4" in the old measure.
That's taller than me.
Of course. Yeah. So you could sleep.
I could sleep in it quite comfortably. In fact, I would probably have to if I came home with it, but yes.
Well, it does have a 117-litre fuel tank. I think they'll cost you at least $180 to fill. So it would be one that would have an impact on the household budget. It's a 6-speed automatic four-wheel drive, of course, with dual range. So it has all the features.
Of course, we're in the horse capital of Australia here, and to be able to pull those huge floats, and they're getting bigger and bigger with more and more horses, this vehicle is absolutely perfect.
The Ram 3500 starts at $163,000 plus on road, and that's for the, I love this name, that's the Laramie Crew Cab model. Yeah. Laramie, sounds like a cigarette.
A mere $162,000 for a Ram 3500. It's a lot of vehicle, but having said that, if you've got the need, then that's why you fork out for it, don't you?
Well, you're getting great comfort, and you're getting a crew cab. A lot of the smaller utes, which aren't minute, they've got some size to them, yet sitting in the back, you sit very bolt upright. In these, you're sitting in the, like in the boardroom in the back there, and very comfortable to do it. 163,000, not to be pedantic, but yep, plus on-road costs.
I imagine it might struggle to park at Musselbrook Shopping Centre, but nonetheless, if you can afford a $163,000 vehicle, perhaps you can get your groceries delivered at home, despite the size of the tub at the back.
Yes. or pick up grocery for a year with a tray like that in the back.
That's true. We go shopping once a year. That's all we need to worry about.
But you're quite right. I wouldn't like to park it.
I look forward to the opportunity for driving a Ram 3500. That is my version of fun. And another version of it is talking motoring when David Brown joins us on a Thursday here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, of which he will again next week. Thanks, mate.
See you then.